set your mind free with a free plan from Fidelity. Start by organizing your plan around what matters most to you. As you go, you'll be able to see your full financial picture, which covers spending, saving, debt, and goals in one simple view. Get started by visiting fidelity.com/freeplan. Expenses charged by your investments and other costs and fees associated with trading or transacting in your account apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE SIPC.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey there, and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagel, and this week's show is about chocolate. Now, you may be thinking, wait a minute, I already heard this episode, but don't touch that dial. You are right. I did recently have an episode about the difference between powdered cacao and cocoa powder. But the day after that episode was released, Consumer Reports published their findings that many popular brands of dark chocolate contained concerning amounts of lead and cadmium. And my inbox filled up with emails from listeners asking how to evaluate or avoid this threat. So today I have part two of my unplanned series on the benefits and risks of chocolate. Specifically, how worried should you be about overexposure to heavy metals from your favorite chocolate bar? A lot of health-conscious people I know consider dark chocolate to be a healthy indulgence. The flavanols it contains offer a wide variety of benefits, and dark chocolate tends to be relatively low in sugar. And for me anyway, it is a treat that it's easier to enjoy in limited quantities. I mean, I can pound a bag of M&Ms, but I rarely reach for more than one or at most two squares of dark chocolate. But now what about these warnings about lead and cadmium? Is even a single ounce of dark chocolate too much to have on a daily basis? Well, the first thing you need to know is that virtually all chocolate contains some amount of lead and or cadmium. Cadmium is absorbed from the soil by the cacao trees, and it makes its way into the cacao beans themselves. And then the harvested beans are exposed to lead in the air and the soil, mostly during the drying and the fermenting process. But chocolate is not the only food that contains heavy metals. Fruits, vegetables, juices, sea vegetables, nutritional supplements, and protein powders have all been found to contain lead or cadmium. And indeed, there's no way to completely avoid exposure to these elements. They're in the air, the water, the soil, where our food is grown. That said, high exposure to these heavy metals can be harmful to our health. Lead is toxic to the brain and the nervous system, and it can cause neurological damage and learning disabilities, especially with early childhood exposure. Cadmium is harmful to bones and kidneys, and it can be carcinogenic if it's inhaled. Our bodies can't break down and eliminate these compounds the way they can with other toxins, with higher lifetime exposures linked to higher health risks. Accordingly, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has standards for what it considers to be tolerable levels of these heavy metals in the air, the water, the soil, and food. Now, the state of California has gone one step further by establishing maximum allowable dose limits, or MADLs, for ingestion of these metals. Which brings us to the recent Consumer Reports investigation. They tested a couple of dozen popular brands of dark chocolate to see how much lead and cadmium you would ingest if you ate a single ounce. Why were they only testing dark chocolate? Because milk chocolate has a much lower cacao percentage, and therefore it represents a much lower risk of heavy metal exposure. And you know what? This is good news, because kids who are at higher risk from exposure due to their smaller body size and the fact that their neurological systems are developing rapidly, well, they don't tend to eat a whole lot of dark chocolate. And why were they only testing a single ounce? After all, these bars are usually 3 or 4 ounces. But in my experience, people do tend to consume dark chocolate in smaller quantities. An ounce of dark chocolate a day is usually what health experts recommend as a way to get the benefits of those cocoa flavanols. So what did they find? Well, not surprisingly, lead and cadmium were detectable in every sample they tested. What was notable, however, was the range. Some of the brands, and this includes some pretty fancy organic brands of chocolate, contained significantly higher levels of lead and or cadmium than others did. Now, there are a variety of reasons for this, including the source of the beans where they're grown, as well as some of the harvesting and processing practices. Chocolate growers have been aware of this issue for a while now, and they've been researching and implementing practices specifically designed to reduce the level of heavy metals in cacao. However, clearly, progress on this front has been uneven, and short of independent testing by consumer watchdogs, there's not a lot of transparency around the amount of heavy metals in these products. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that. And they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
Is it just me, or is it getting really hard to figure out the best way to save for retirement? Fidelity can help you find clarity so you can save the best way for you. With a free personalized plan, goal tracking, and timely insights, you'll be set to take on retirement your way. Get started at fidelity.com/future. Expenses charged by your investments and other costs and fees associated with trading or transacting in your account apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services member NYSE SIPC.
According to a 2020 report from the EPA, nearly half the population are living in areas with unhealthy levels of ozone or air pollution. And guess what? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. And that's why a lot of people have started using air filters in their homes to filter contaminants and allergens out of the air so your lungs don't have to. You've probably heard of HEPA filters, but Air Doctor uses an ultra HEPA filter that's been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses. I also really appreciate the whisper quiet fans that are 30% quieter than those found in ordinary air purifiers. Air Doctor comes with a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee so that if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code DIVA. Depending on the model, you'll receive up to 40% off. Unlock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code DIVA. Now, only a handful of the brands that they tested contained less than the MADL for both lead and cadmium. And two of these brands you're probably familiar with, Ghirardelli and Valrhona. Two others, Mast and Taza, were unfamiliar to me anyway. Now, all of the rest, including dark chocolate from Dove, Lindt, Eco Alter, Scharfenberger, Godiva, Chocolove, and I know a lot of you took this one pretty hard, Trader Joe's. All of them had levels of cadmium, lead, or both that were above the MADL. So for those of you who have been enjoying a square of dark chocolate every evening, this may sound pretty dire, but I want to try to put this in perspective for you. The MADLs that Consumer Reports chose as their standard are extremely conservative. They're intended to protect the most vulnerable individuals and to provide an even wider margin of safety than the already very wide margin of safety that's built in to the FDA's recommendations for these levels. So the MADLs are many times lower than the safe levels established by the FDA, even for small children. So here's a quote from an official statement from the National Confectioners Association. The California guidelines cited in the Consumer Reports study are not food safety standards. The products cited in this study are in compliance with strict quality and safety requirements, and the levels provided to us by Consumer Reports testing are well under the limits established by our settlement. Now, the settlement that they're referring to in that quote is one that they, the National Confectioners Association, arrived at a few years back with the California nonprofit organization As You Sow, as in you reap what you sow, As You Sow. And their mission is to promote environmental and social corporate responsibility. As You Sow and the National Confectioners Association actually teamed up in an admirable mode of non-combative cooperation to research the sources of lead and cadmium contamination and possible solutions before they ultimately negotiated this settlement in which the NCA pledged that chocolate with lead or cadmium levels in excess of agreed upon limits would contain a warning on the package. And none of the chocolate bars tested by Consumer Reports reached that threshold. Okay, but now you might be wondering about cocoa powder that you might use to make brownies or hot chocolate, or one of the savory applications that I suggested in my recent episode on powdered cacao. Although cocoa powder was not addressed in this most recent analysis by Consumer Reports, it has been the subject of previous testing by another consumer watchdog organization, Consumer Labs. And unfortunately, the same concerns apply. As with chocolate, tests of cocoa powder revealed a wide range of levels across the various brands. And as with the chocolate bars, Trader Joe's cocoa powder was among the highest in cadmium, while Ghirardelli was among the safest. So what should you do in response to this information? That's going to depend on both your risk tolerance and your situation. So I've got a couple of chocolate bars in my cupboard right now that ended up on Consumer Reports' naughty list, and I'm not going to throw them away. But I'm also not an everyday consumer. If you are, next time you're restocking, you might want to seek out the brands that are lower in heavy metals. If you're pregnant or you're planning to become pregnant, you might, out of an abundance of caution, choose to limit your consumption of dark chocolate and cocoa to maybe one or two servings per week. And you might also want to choose one of those brands that were found to be lowest in heavy metals. I'd probably also limit the amount of dark chocolate that your young children are eating because the stakes are highest for them. Fortunately, this will probably not be too hard as kids tend not to like dark chocolate that much. Hot cocoa and other chocolatey treats made with cocoa powder probably shouldn't be a daily treat, but maybe a weekly one at most. And finally, keep your eye out for future developments. The industry is really working hard to address this issue, and they're making progress. And I would expect that levels of heavy metals in dark chocolate and cocoa will continue to decline across the board as they implement more solutions. And I'm sure those brands who got some unwanted publicity out of this recent story are going to be especially eager to improve their standing. This is Monica Reinagle, and I'll be back next week with an episode that I promise will not be about chocolate. And if you have a question you'd like me to tackle, send me an email at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com or leave me a voicemail at 443-961-6206. I'd love to hear from you. Nutrition Diva is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. Thanks also to Holly Hutchings, Davina Tomlin, Morgan Christensen, and Cameron Lacey. And most of all, thanks to you for listening.
We've all got old stuff that we should toss, but an old 401k, make sure it keeps working for you. A Fidelity rollover IRA has no account fees or minimums to open. An easy-to-follow rollover process makes it simple to get started in under 15 minutes. Plus, you'll have access to a rollover specialist. Whether you've switched jobs or are just organizing your finances, learn more at fidelity.com/rollover. Consider all your options and the applicable fees and features of each before moving your retirement assets. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.